Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Last week, USDA's Farm Service Agency issued a correction to a portion of their updated Program Payment Eligibility or Actively Engaged rules that had initially been published in August. At that time, the regulation made an inadvertent change to one of the definitions that would apply to family-owned farms and would make it more difficult for many of those family members to be eligible to participate in USDA programs. Following that issue in August, the National Cotton Council talked with leadership at USDA as well as congressional offices to highlight the problems and concern with that change, and USDA acknowledged that it was a mistake that needed to be corrected, and so we were very appreciative to see last week USDA issued an updated rulemaking that corrected that definition for family farms and their actively engaged determination that was published in the Federal Register last week and now takes that provision back to the status quo that had been in place before the change that was made in August. So that is something that should take away some concern and uncertainty that would have been facing many family farming operations in the upcoming year had USDA not taken that important corrective action.